Blog Talk Radio.
Life can truly be. You know, those words ring like harmony in my ear, because when I used to hear that song when I was younger, it motivated me, and it is the reason why I got involved with so many things as a kid, creatively. And sometimes you have to be there for your young child that tend to be a student that's not paying attention that much in class, but wants to be the class clown or is always looking for attention. That means that child has an overdose of creative juices that is being underutilized. Don't medicate your kids. Don't let them tell you about some attention deficit disorder, because 9 times out of 10, the child is not being challenged enough. So get them involved with things creatively. Put them involved with karate, some sports, or maybe music. And speaking of music, my venue, the Senior Citizen Sculpture Garden here in Harlem, is one of the Make Music New York venues. Yay! Now, Make Music New York has been in existence for about 5 years. And what it is a free outdoor concert. And it is always on, well, this year it's going to be on June 21st, which is the longest day of the year. And so many artists will get an opportunity to perform. Now, if you are an artist that wants to audition, you can call me right now at 347-989-0761. Say who you are. Say what you do, whether you're a poet, a singer, a positive MC, a legend of hip-hop maybe, Or if you're a jazz musician, a drummer, just give us a call. Or you can go to futurenetworkproductions.com, click on the Make Music New York tab, fill out the application, and voila. Once you are registered, we will contact you and have you send us an MP3 or a picture, and you will perform June 21st. Now, we are letting everyone know that is a Tuesday. Many of you that are in college or work, you may want to try to take that day off or make arrangements to leave early from your job, because we are going to start promptly at 3. We will also have artwork by the fantabulous fine art artist Denise Randolph. And being that it is a Make Music New York venue, I will be on my Literary Ladies book tour promoting my books, Don't Be Stupid, Hip Hop Before the Bling, and A Kiss Is Not a Contract. We are still also auditioning people that want to try out for the reality show Deadbeat, which is based on the novel Deadbeat, written by me, Darlene Lewis. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Also this weekend, Reggie Reg from the Crash Crew is giving a 70s party, and hopefully you guys are going to go to that. So if you're interested in any of these events, like I said, you can call me now at 347-989-0761, and we'll be right back.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Young Money.
Hey,
Yeah, that was Nicki Minaj featured on Keisha Cole's I Ain't Through. So give me my elbow through. No, give me my elbow room. Yo, that is so hot. Yeah, give me a call, 347-989-0761. 347-989-0761. Now, did you know that Laurel Richie will go down in the history of the NBA as the first African-American female to lead the organization? Now, she officially assumed her position on May 16th, but she was already busy meeting with other league personnel, team owners, and players. After meeting with the owners of the Seattle Storm at a luncheon in February, Richie's name came to the attention of NBA Commissioner David Stern and other members of the search committee for the new president of the WNBA. Now, although she has no background in basketball, Richie is a veteran marketing executive who has worked with companies and organizations with similar demographic targets as the WNBA. She most recently served as senior vice president and chief marketing officer for Girl Scouts of the USA. Now, she's a recipient of the YMCA Black Achievers Award and one of Ebony Magazine's Outstanding Women in Marketing and Communications. Richie is the first African-American female to head a major professional sports league. She says she takes the notion of being a role model very seriously, a role model for women, a role model for African-Americans, and that is, in fact, a big reason why this opportunity is so interesting and important to her. Now, entering its 15th season, the WNBA has no doubt become a significant presence on the national sports scene, but for several years it has appeared to be stagnating. Now, I know you agree, but reports show that TV viewership is up, but teams still struggle to put bodies in seats. After the 2009 season, two WNBA championship teams closed up shop. The Sacramento Monarchs folded, and the Detroit Shock relocated to Tulsa. Richie says she's aware that she's taken on a great product, though one that needs to get to the next level. The idea is for us to break even as a league while we continue growing, says Stern. Richie says, I would never, ever at this juncture put forth a concrete plan of action. She will visit all the WNBA teams soon after taking office. The places where she wants to put some great thoughts are in how to communicate and demonstrate the quality of the game so that people truly understand that. Stern emphasized that the development of the league is a process. Speaking for how we're going to judge Laurel is that we want more fans to attend. He says we want more fans to watch. We want more sponsors interested. We want a broader recognition of the independent value of the WNBA. Wow. That is going to be such a rewarding opportunity. But just think about it. We, you know, as Black people, we just seem to make the list of always being the first. You know, as great as that sounds, it's also sad is that you always have to categorize what accomplishments you've done because those opportunities did not avail itself in the past. So, you know, we need to knock down a lot of barriers. It seems like African Americans are always fighting the good fight and winning, and then we never benefit. You know, other nationalities and cultures walk in and just walk into a situation or a system that African Americans seem to always have to fight for. One day there will be a time when no one's the first. Everyone will get the opportunity to do good and to be able to excel in whatever they do. Okay? We'll be right back. of the world. Well, we're coming to the close of another great weekend, and I just wanted to let you know that there's a few things that I just learned about, which I am ecstatic to know about, especially when it comes to Tyler Perry TV, Take 3. According to Flo Anthony of the New York Amsterdam News, Tyler Perry has signed a deal for a third season on TBS, a dramedy based on his Why Did I Get Married franchise. Now, Michael Jai White and Tasha Smith are set to reprise their roles as television anchor Marcus and salon owner Angela. Like Perry's past TBS projects, House of Pain and Meet the Browns, the series will roll out with 10 episodes. It will launch this fall, just as Perry wraps production on Pain after 222 episodes. Even though it will be sad to say goodbye to House of Pain, he's really looking forward to exploring new territory with For Better or Worse. That is a wonderful. Another thing that I learned is that Aretha Franklin sat down with People magazine and talked about all the things she wants to do before she dies. The Queen of Soul revealed that her bucket list includes sailing the Nile River, seeing the pyramids and the Sphinx, starring on Broadway, and having tea with the Queen of England. Aretha doesn't know when she'll start checking things off this list, since she is really taking far better care of herself and feels fabulous. To be honest, I am extremely shocked to learn that Aretha Franklin has not been to Egypt at this point in her life. When you start making a lot of money, please visit your country of your ancestors. I don't care what nationality you are. Please go to Africa. And speaking of Africa and other countries, Gotem, GOTMTV.com, will be auditioning and welcoming footage from all youth from across the globe. We must engage our children into thinking globally and learning about other cultures because, to be honest, all youth speak the same language. We are all the same. We just may have different lifestyles, different colors, different cultures, different tastes, different styles of dress. But music and art is a universal language, and we must engage our children into welcoming other nationalities because sometimes children here in America tend to be distant with children from other countries because they don't understand their culture, because in this society, the Western civilization has been promoted and bombarded in the educational system, in the media, and so kids do not know that there are other types of people all over the world, and so we want to promote that. So our shows will be sent overseas, and we welcome people that want to promote what they are doing in their country over here. So this way we can entertain and educate our children. Okay, so if you want to contact us at any time, you can go to futurenetworkproductions.com, futurenetworkproductions.com. Every week until June 21st, we will be accepting auditions and tapes and bios from individuals that want to perform on June 21st. The location, if you are interested in attending the concert, it's free of charge. But however, you must donate money towards either the food or buy a book or a piece of art. Other than that, it's open to the public. We welcome you to invite guests. It's June 21st, 3 to 10 p.m. And please RSVP at futurenetworkproductions.com. Remember, you are a star.
When you can truly be.